Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
The Guinness was flowing, and I had a great time. St. Patrick's Day 2014. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Show. No, today is not St. Patrick's Day, but it was a couple of days ago, and I was in Indianapolis with a good friend of mine. I haven't seen in a long, long time, Hack Daddy. Shout out to Hack Daddy. Thanks so much for hosting me. I'd known Hack. He and I started in sales in the Cincinnati office that we opened up in 1997. When I got reload here from Buffalo, New York, and met Hack then, my buddy Hack, and he now lives in Indy, so we went to the Pacers game, but before that, we stopped at a couple of Irish pubs, and I'm going to fill you in on all that good stuff. And those of you, by the way, first of all, let me just rewind this. My name's Sam Crowley. On May 6, 2005, I gave the middle finger to the boss and said, no, thank you. I want to make every day Saturday. So if you're a first-time listener to the show, thank you. Make sure you subscribe either on iTunes or go to everydayissaturday.com. Click on the podcast button. If you truly want to make every day Saturday, then you'll listen to the show every day because we put a show out every single day. Can you believe it? Every day you can tune in and just listen to this guy. Now, you're either going to be insanely offended by just about everything I say, or you're going to create massive momentum in your life and in your business. This is completely unscripted. Every day I come into the recording studio, turn on the mic, no notes, no outline, bring it, man. Just bring it from the heart and let you know I believe in you. I know hardly anybody else does. And it ain't that you're hanging around, you know, the people. You can still invite them to your Christmas parties and send them cards and things like that. However, they're not there for your dream, man. Very few people are with you. Now, as long as you can do something for somebody, there'll always be people there for you. You understand the difference, right? Hey, what can you do for me? Oh, sure, I'll keep you around. Yeah, no problem. Stay close now. Stay close. But once you can't do anything for me anymore, I don't really. Oh, and you're going for your dream, and you're what? You don't have any money, and you don't have a business? Oh, come on, man. I can't do that. Get a job. Get a job. Come on. Come on. So I'm an indie. And having a great time. And he's about 2 hours from Cincy, so it's not a very long drive at all. And we went to the Indiana Pacers game. Now, for those of you, again, got to just kind of reset this. If you're not a sports fan, that's a National Basketball Association pro basketball team here in the United States. I know we have listeners in over 100 countries, so you may be saying, what's basketball? Well, professional basketball here in the U.S. The Indiana Pacers, great team. One of the favorites to go at least to their own conference championship this year. And also, they played the Philadelphia 76ers, who I didn't know this, but they were on a 20-game losing streak. So they had lost 20 games in a row. And I thought it was fascinating because I didn't know anybody on the Sixers, but I grew up in Pennsylvania, a huge Philadelphia 76er fan. We're talking Dr. J, Moses Malone, Andrew Toney, Bobby Jones. I mean, Maurice Cheeks. I mean, all those guys, man. They beat the Lakers in the 82-83 finals. Awesome. Just a great team. So I grew up a huge Sixers fan, but I must confess, I don't follow the Sixers much now. And I didn't realize there was nobody on the, you know, nobody on their team the last 20 games has tasted success. But I'll tell you what was wild, man. And here's how it's going to relate to today's show, you and your business, because everybody thinks you got to be somebody. Like, we all need to be a guru, or we all got to have a name, or we all got to be famous for people to respect us. Well, that's not true at all. You know, had you just dropped in like I did into Bankers Life Fieldhouse, which is in Indy where the Pacers play their home games, had you just dropped in on that game like I did, you would have had no idea which team was favored to win their conference and which team hadn't won in 20 games, because the Sixers came out and, crazy enough, man, they had the lead for parts of the game, it was always close, back and forth, nip and tuck, back and forth, until 2 minutes left in the game. I mean, it was four quarters in a basketball game. And up until 2 minutes left in the game, did the Pacers actually pull away. They won. The final score was 99-90. But you would have never known. I mean, the Sixers, I got to admit, again, I didn't know one guy on the team. We had floor seat, one row off the floor, which, let me tell you something. If you've never been to a National Basketball Association game, watching these guys, they're ridiculous athletes. I mean, they can jump out of the gym. They're faster. They can turn on a dime. I mean, they're dribbling the basketball like the Roadrunner, and then they turn and go in a completely different direction. I mean, it's just crazy. Now, if you're an old rec league guy like me, and you know your biggest claim to fame was intramural basketball in college, then you get a sense of appreciation for what these guys can do. Just crazy athletes running nonstop, man. So I'm looking, and when I got home, I wanted to Google the Sixers, Philadelphia 76ers, and I couldn't believe that they had just lost now their 21st straight game. I was like, really? Damn, they played hard. Nobody was loafing it, you know. We were right there on the court. You could tell if anybody was kind. Nobody took a play off. They were young kids, man, just eager to play hard. And I thought about that in business, and I think about a lot of the people that I coach and train and work with or when I speak at an event, and one of their biggest concerns is, yeah, but Sam, I've got no momentum. I mean, I've got this going on. I've got no money. I don't have any type of marketing knowledge. And they keep telling themselves everything that they don't have. And then they want to convince. Think about how crazy this is. You're not only convincing yourself, but you're also pretty much telling the public out there, well, I mean, you can buy my product, but it's not the best product because I don't really know all there is to know about this industry. See, I haven't been doing it forever, so you know, you can try it. I've priced it low enough, kind of based on my limited expertise. I mean, forget about it, man. You got to play hard. You got to just be that person right now that you know you're going to be in a couple of years from now. You know what I mean? Like, you got to step into your greatness right now, which seems kind of like a paradox because you're not where you want to be. You're not probably even close to where you want to be. Yet you're driving, looking in your rearview mirror. You're saying, well, all this stuff that's gone on. You're like the Philadelphia 76ers, man. They go into Bankers Life Fieldhouse to play the Pacers. They just brought it. I mean, imagine losing 20 games in a row. That's not 20 days. I mean, they play maybe three games a week, sometimes maybe four. So let's say they haven't won a game in 6 weeks. Imagine getting on airplanes and traveling and then getting to sleep at 5 in the morning and coming back and playing a home game after a road game, and you're getting beat, and you're losing, and you're getting beat, and you still got to suit up and play your best on that night, knowing that you might win, but the likelihood is you're probably not going to. So I wanted to see, like, what does a coach say about, I mean, how do the players deal with it? And I tell you, whether they believe it or not, which I get a sense they do, the head coach, and everything comes from the head coach. You know that, right? You're the leader of your business. Everybody's going to follow your lead. So how you communicate on social media, how you communicate via email, heck, how you communicate to people that you know every single day, that don't think for a minute. These people, everybody is a potential client of yours. Everybody is a potential customer of yours. So if you're out there boo-hooing about how bad things are and how you hope to catch a break, when you do have a product or service that you're going to create, which you need to make every day Saturday, you've got to find a vehicle. You got to find something that you're going to monetize. Think about this. You're going to go back to those same people and ask them to become clients. And what do you think they're going to think about? They're going to think about, right, oh, Joe's got a new product. Let's buy it. No? They're like, wow, all this guy did was boo-hoo for 2 years about how bad life was. Now he's got something. I don't want to invest in that guy. All I think about is how negative he was or how negative she was. So be very, very careful, because I'm reading what the head coach has to say online about this 21-game losing streak. And he's like, hey, we don't even talk about it. We don't think about it. We know we're in a rebuilding process. We know it takes 3 to 5 years to get out of this thing. And that's just the way it is. I mean, look, it ain't easy and it ain't pretty, but we know where we are. We know how good we are or are not right now, and we know where we're going. It's going to take time. But I'll tell you one thing, we're going to play hard every single day, and that's all we know how to do. I'm like, wow, that's a leader, man. That's a leader. Now, whether they actually do that in the next 3 to 5 years, who knows? Who knows? But I like the way the guy talks, and that's the way I used to talk to myself as well. Now, I can't control where I'm at right now, but I know where it is I'm going. And I know if I'm going to get there, I got to start talking differently, not just to other people, but to myself. I can't sit around and say, Sam, you don't have this. Sam, you're not a guru. Sam, you're not a speaker. You don't have any experience. Who's going to book you on a stage to speak? No, it's got to be I envision myself on stage in front of thousands of people preaching the Every Day is Saturday message. I don't look at where I'm at right now. I always focus on where I'm going. And all I need to do is learn one thing today. I really need to learn one thing today that I didn't know yesterday in order to be better. Because if you listen to my podcast back in January 2014, there's one titled Staying One Trick Ahead of the Dog. All right, if you haven't listened to that podcast, go find it on iTunes or go to everydaysaturday.com and click on the podcast button. You need to stay one trick ahead of the dog, which simply means there's always a market out there to teach, to train, to sell to that does not know one thing that you do know right now. What is one thing that you could teach somebody right now and put it in an ebook or a video series and charge $7 for it? You know, nothing wrong with charging $7. Look, before you can make $7,000, you got to know how to make $7. You know, the old adage, before you make $1 million online, you got to know how to make a dollar. And that whole concept about staying one trick ahead of the dog, don't beat yourself up for getting started late in the game. Look, some of you are 50, 60 years old. I get it. Okay, you can't change your age. I mean, you're not going to go back in a time machine. So why are you beating yourself up over everything that you did wrong 20 years ago? All right, maybe you didn't find the right partner. So what? Start now and get on Match.com or get on a different dating website. Find somebody that you want to spend time with. You can do it. You can absolutely do it. You're interesting. Hey, but I'll tell you what you're not going to do. Put yourself out there on a dating website or go meet somebody and say, yeah, I've been a loser for 30 years. You want to go on a date? Nah, it ain't going to happen. This ain't going to happen in business either. You're not going to tell people everything you've done wrong and all the mistakes that you've made, and then you're going to ask them to buy your product. They're not going to do it, and they shouldn't do it. Because you need to change the way you think. You need to change the way you speak. Because if somebody came in, like I went to Indy March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Had a great time, by the way. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk about that. But I went to that game, and I sat down not knowing that the 76ers were on a 20-game losing streak. And I had the time of my life. I got some photos, man. It was great being that close. Watching these two teams, just gladiators, getting after up and down the court, up and down the court. And it wasn't until I got home that I realized that this team has just lost their 21st straight game. Would that happen if I observed you every day? Example, when you wake up, and I was, let's say you wake up and I followed you around the house, and then you went off to work or you started what you're doing with your own business, all right? Would I be so impressed? Like, I'd be like, wow, like taking notes? Holy cow, you're at a high level today. Whoo, man. Did I tell you what? Can I share this around the world? Can I show other people what you're doing on a regular basis? You're on your game, baby. This is seriously, this is some cutting edge rock star stuff you're doing. Would I be saying that about you? Why not? Well, I mean, Sam, you don't understand. I mean, I do understand. I do understand. You're getting 24 hours just like everybody else is getting. Now, granted, if you might go to a job, that's, we've already talked a lot, put it that way, and we're going to talk more about how to steal time. Even if you're in a job, you can get in an hour early. You don't need to go to lunch. You can take it at your desk and study and learn and watch video tutorials about how to get stuff done and listen to podcasts like this. You can stay an extra hour and do some more learning. I mean, if you only did that, just that, 1, 2, 3 hours a day after 30 days, you're up close to 100 hours. 100 hours of dedicated, focused learning and training. And then you got to do something with it. Because having all the knowledge, I don't believe that knowledge is power. I believe that knowledge combined with massive, focused, targeted action is power. All right? And I mean targeted. Like, think about this. Think about if you were to hammer a nail into a board, okay? Because it doesn't matter. Some people work so hard. Oh, I'm working hard. Look, I know a lot of broke people that work hard. You know, my mom was one of them. Worked her tail off every day, flat broke, okay? So it doesn't matter how hard you work, okay? Think about pounding that nail into the board. You got two scenarios. Scenario number one is you set the nail and you hold onto it, on the board, and you take that hammer, man, and you just, as hard as you can. It's like a windmill coming up, shoulder above your ear, that hand crashing down with the hammer on that nail as hard as you can. That's one scenario, okay? And then the second scenario is you hold the nail and you take the hammer just a few inches above it and you focus just on the head of that nail and boom, that's it. Just boom, like that. Not hard, probably 25% of the effort that you used to just slug that thing before. Which one would you rather do? Scenario number two. Why? You're hitting the head of the nail flush every single time. You're taking your time. You're not swinging hard, meaning, i.e., you're not working hard. You're swinging smart. You're taking a look at it first, and you're zeroing in on it. Most entrepreneurs, that's the biggest thing that they struggle with. One of the biggest things they struggle with is they equate that old industrial age, that old going to a job. You got to always be working. You got to be busy, busy, busy. Again, I know a lot of busy, broke people. You know, so do you. You know, I got to stay busy. Ooh, what can I do today? I'm going to send some emails. I'm going to check some, it's just some stats here. Maybe I'll do a spreadsheet or some stuff and make it, you know, sing a little bit, get those numbers to sing. That's what I'll do. And then after about 8 hours of that, woo, that was a lot of work. As opposed to what I do, and that's taking that nail and just boom, boom, you know. But I show up every day. If you were to follow me around every day, you might be unimpressed. But I'll tell you what, you'd see when I dive into a project, focused, total focus. When I speak on stage, when I'm getting ready to go up on stage, it's not because I've worked for weeks to put a presentation together. If I didn't have to use PowerPoints as part of a presentation, I mean, it's in every speaker agreement, you know, you must use PowerPoints that I sign, which is cool, you know, but you got to be focused. You know, I have speaker agreements that I sign that for every minute that you go over, it's $1,000 fine. So my general presentation is 90 minutes from stage. If I go 91 minutes, I'm out a grand. I go 100 minutes, I'm out 10 grand. I got to pay the promoter. So that's an incentive not to go over, right? Wouldn't you agree? So you got to be focused. You got to be smart. So if you followed me around every single day, you'd be like, huh, doesn't seem like he's getting a lot done, but guy generates a lot of content. That's because I'm and I don't work hard. I gave up working hard. Now, I'm not saying that you don't put your time in. You know, if you're going to get that big flywheel turning in the entrepreneurial world, you're going to have some sweat, you know, some sweat equity into it. But again, keep in mind, the difference is you're doing what you love to do. All right. The difference is you're doing what you want to do. You're not settling. You're not settling for anything. There's going to be some things that are uncomfortable, and that's just because it's part of the learning process. Doesn't mean you're dumb. Doesn't mean you can't figure it out. Doesn't mean you don't have what it takes. It just means you're growing, right? Don't confuse that type of process with anything other than just you learning. It's a learning curve. It's growing. Embrace it. Have fun, man. Have fun understanding that you're celebrating the journey. But if somebody comes to see you play, all right, somebody watches a video of you, they listen to your own podcast or a recording, or they see your output, I don't care what you're doing, somebody comes to visit you in your arena, make sure they walk away saying, golly, I can't tell if that person's like the guru or they just started. But I'll tell you what, I want to get closer to them. Because when I left that game Monday night, St. Patrick's Day in Indy between the Sixers and the Pacers, I was like, wow, I'd go watch either one of those teams because they play hard. That's the key. Play hard and then enjoy it. And do what the Sixers do. Don't beat yourself up. You may be on your own 20-game losing streak, meaning you're trying and trying and trying. I'm trying to generate income, Sam. I'm trying to generate income. You don't understand. I get it. But I'm telling you right now, hang in there. Stay the course. Have fun. Don't beat yourself up. All right? There's plenty of opportunities for that, but that's not going to change one thing. It's not going to put another dollar in your bank account. It's not going to give another minute onto your life, and it's not going to make you sleep any better. Do everything you can do. Play hard, be that person other people want to pay to see, meaning pay for your product and your service, and don't say everything that you're not. Say everything that you are. Make a list of everything that you are and step into your greatness, baby. Step into your greatness. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.